Especially driving around the Bay Area, you might see one of these stickers, a yellow equals sign in a blue square. That's the logo for the Human Rights Campaign.
After the Inda fiasco, I ended up scraping mine off my car.
That's Amanda Clark. She was discharged from the Army after coming out as a transgender woman. The HRC is one of the nation's most prominent gay rights organizations. They've given over $500,000 to defeat the gay marriage ban, but, like Clark, many transgender activists and queer allies have been angry at the group since the fall, when its leaders agreed to support a federal job discrimination protection bill. That legislation protected gay men, lesbian women, and bisexual people, but not transgender people. Amanda Clark.
I think that HRC is an organization that is dominated by upper-class gay white men who want to assimilate themselves to straight society. I think that it was unconscionable that they sold us out because trans people are used to getting shafted, but, you know, it was 40 years ago at Stonewall. Trans people were at the forefront of the gay rights movement then, and now we've been pushed aside, you know, because we don't fit in the mold of what HRC wants. And they just want to divide the community even further by excluding trans people, by cutting the T off the GLB, whereas over the past 20 years or so, it's been a hard-earned struggle to get the T and the B included in GLBT organizations. More so, it's just a slap in the face, and most people have long since gotten tired of HRC and I think are starting to move on from them.
The HRC insists, however, that they are a group committed to the civil rights of transgender people as well as gay men and lesbians. In fact, the theme for tonight's fundraising event is unity.
We are all working together, both inside the room and outside on the street, for the same goals. We, HRC, is working very hard for a fully inclusive agenda that protects our entire community, which is one of the primary issues that some of the protesters have. But let me just assure you that our goal is to pass an Employment Non-Discrimination Act that protects the entire LGBT community, and we're not going to stop until we get that done. Obviously, the protests are occurring, and, you know, people are expressing their views, which is always, you know, part of what makes this country great. And what we're simply saying is that we all are working towards the same goals, and that'll be the message of our event tonight.
David Smith is Vice President for Programs at the Human Rights Campaign.
I think there's a fundamental fact that we need to keep sight of, that we have a lot of work to do in Congress in terms of educating them on transgender issues. The Human Rights Campaign is committed to doing that work, and we all need to do that work together, both transgender people who might be angry with us right now, but there are a lot of transgender people across the country that we're working with to get this work done. We must educate Congress on transgender issues. We're hopeful that there'll be new expanded majorities in the House and the Senate next year. Hopefully we have a supportive president, and we could get some real work done. But we have to roll up our sleeves and get this work absolutely finished. And we are committed to that.
That was David Smith with the HRC. And I'm Rose Khatabji, reporting for KPFA.